As of Friday, enrollment was close to matching last year's numbers, but that can change over the next month as students register late or drop out. Still, fewer students are setting foot in classrooms today than nearly a decade ago. One major factor is students opt to enter the workforce and delay their education, either because of the stable economy or Hawaii's high cost of living.
So many of our families are just making ends meet paycheck to paycheck. That actually competes with them deciding, am I going to go to work and pay my bills and put food on my table for my family, or am I going to go to college?
Judy Oliveira is Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs at West Oahu. Preliminary numbers show a 3% decline in enrollment at the campus. If it holds, it would be the first time there's been a decline since the university moved to Kapolei. And fewer students would mean fewer dollars.
You know, yes, dropping enrollment does hurt the campus's capacity to continue to grow and offer some really, you know, critical services for students.
Kapi'olani Community College is facing a $2.1 million budget deficit tied to enrollment that will force the campus to cut classes and jobs. At Windward Community College, initial numbers show enrollment is up about 6%. Artis Eschenberg is the school's chancellor.
Rather than focusing on worrying about how economy drives enrollment, we've really focused on how do we best serve our students in our community and what are the strengths we have to offer to grow us in the long run rather than having us be reactive to certain trends.
Eschenberg says the school boosted its online course offerings this semester and has been investing in Hawaiian studies programs to cater to a large Native Hawaiian population on the Windward side. Colleges and universities across the country are also seeing fewer students on its campuses. So there's been heavy recruitment of Hawaii students by mainland institutions. And that's creating competition for UH. Ryan Yamaguchi is the Associate Director of Admissions at Manoa.
The challenge is we have really good students here in Hawaii. And everyone knows that. And to keep them here at the university, that is hard for us to do. You know, we start out early as 6th, 7th grade trying to recruit students to come into the university.
Several campuses have hired consultants and taken to social media as they try to rev up interest in university programs. Final enrollment numbers are expected at the end of September. Officials will know then whether all their efforts have paid off. For Hawaii Public Radio, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.